give
all of this.
Okay, let's talk about what the reality is. Okay, what is it that you want to say about Planet X and Nibiru? What do we need to know, or what might be happening in September? I want you to be really clear about that.
This idea that there is one Planet X is totally misinformation. And so that was kind of the point of the 2003 May 15th world's going to end Planet X thing. Is if it didn't come, okay, it didn't come, there is no more, goodbye. What I have been saying all along, and the ancients talk about this, there were many large comets, and it's not going to look like a big orange ball in the sky. It's going to look like a raging comet. That's why NASA cannot admit that comets aren't dirty snowballs. They have now landed on the nucleus of a comet. There's no water. There's no ice. It's a hot, dry rock. There's nothing coming off of it to form the tail that you can see from a distance. My theory has been confirmed. My theory that there are many Planet X objects has been confirmed. The problem is we don't have a lot of data on this. So this entourage of people that are out there saying, well, we saw two suns yesterday. Somebody took a picture or this. None of this has anything to do with reality. There's a standard astronomical format. If somebody has real information and it's not super, super rocket science, millions of amateur astronomers around the world know this format, so it's not real difficult. So if somebody has real information, they have to put it in that format so that other people can verify it. Science works by third-party verification. So there are many, many Planet X objects that are not all headed to Earth to crash into Earth or something. Most of them will never come in the inner solar system or even into the solar system, but they are associated with our solar system. They may, the bigger ones could throw some other of the smaller ones into our solar system, and we see this all the time. It's just that standard science has this fairy tale image of dirty snowball, little puffy snowballs won't do anything. And what I'm saying is, no, some of them are big, but when you see them, they will be in the form of a comet. So number one, there are many. Number two, they will look like a comet.
I'd like to open up the phone lines for those that disagree with you and give them an opportunity to say it on the air. If you disagree or believe that he is wrong, so that you don't have to go out and pay a whole bunch of money and do an email blast or whatever, give us a call at 855-995-6923. I would like to hear our guest, James McKinney, respond to what you have to say, 855-995-6923, because I know there's people listening to this program that can hardly wait to get to their computers and go out and dispute what's being said. So let's see who has the manhood enough to come on board here and challenge James McKinney if you disagree with what he is saying. I cannot disagree with what you're saying, and I don't know that I have the scientific background to agree or disagree, to tell you the truth. But I respect your background, I respect where you're coming from, and I'd like to hear from those who disagree. So we're only going to have a couple of phone calls, time for a couple of phone calls. We're going to have James McKinney till the bottom of the hour. That's it. So get your phone calls in now. The naysayers, 855-995-6923. We'll be right back after.